day and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Hey, welcome to Saturate. It's good to have you on the program. Call somebody on the phone and say, man, that crazy man that just murders the English language, he's on. Get your Bible and join us for some Bible study here. Hopefully this program is airing after the last program we did on the road to Emmaus, because there's some more points I wanted to bring out. But let's get started with the song. Let me introduce this to you. This is a song that my daughter, my oldest daughter, Michael Ann, her name is Parnell now. Michael Ann Parnell wrote this song when she was 9 years old. She came out, I was sitting out in the back of the house in a little studio I had, and she said, Daddy, I've written a song. I said, you have? And she said, yeah, and she started spilling this thing out, and man, I helped her arrange it, but she had it all, words and everything. And we were able to get it down, went to Nashville when she was 10, and was able to cut it. That's this cut you're going to hear. It even got, it was one of the songs that Walt Mills chose for one of his albums. It's called Come to Him, and I want you to enjoy yourself when you hear this. Michael Ann Parnell singing Come to Him.
Have you ever been hurt inside, or just completely crushed, and you feel your tears are never dried, your cries are never hushed? There's a man I know, he can heal your soul. If you just confide in him, then he will make you whole. Let his healing power start to fill your soul. Come to
it just touches my heart. Come to Him. That's my oldest daughter, Michael Ann Parnell, along with her husband, Mel Parnell, my other daughter, Miranda Tyler, and her son, Gabe Tyler. We make up Crossroads Gospel Singers, and we'd love for you to visit us on saturatenow.com. You can see where we're booked And you can actually book us yourself if you'd like to have us come sing at your church or civic organization. We'd love to do so. What does it cost? Well, we come for the love offering, and we just want you to love us. God bless you so much. Listen, get your Bible. I started this, but I want to go back and cut some of it out because it's just long, and I want to get to everything I can. This is a follow-up message from the previous day's message. I hope it was yesterday. It might have been on a Friday or something, but where we talked about Jesus speaking with the two on the road to Emmaus and how he went through the scripture and from Moses and through the prophets and showed himself to them in the scriptures before he actually revealed himself as a person to them. And said then, and I want to reiterate this, that, you know, it says in there that they didn't know it was Jesus when he first started speaking to them, and he opened the scriptures and he told and showed them himself in the scriptures. And it wasn't until they invited him in their home and they sat down at meat and he broke bread and gave thanks. And then he was revealed to them and disappeared. I believe the significance of that is Jesus wants us to rely on the scriptures. That's what's most important. And you go back and listen to that. If you didn't get that message, please go to saturatenow.com. We'll have it archived there. And that that radio program was called The Road to Emmaus. This one is going to be called The Savior That Keeps On Giving. Exodus 16, verse 1. On the 15th day of the second month after they had left the land of Egypt, the whole congregation of Israel set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sinai, which is between Elim and Sinai. And there in the desert, the whole congregation of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron. If only we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, they said. There we sat at pots of meat and ate our fill of bread, but you have brought us into the desert to starve this whole assembly to death. Let's scoot down to verse 11. It says, Then the Lord said to Moses, I have heard the grumblings of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God. That evening quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew had evaporated, there were thin flakes on the desert floor as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they asked one another, What is this? For they did not know what it was. So Moses told them, It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Each one of you is to gather as much as he needs. You may take an omer for each person in your tent. So the Israelites did this. Some gathered more, some less. When they measured it by the omer, he who gathered much had no excess, and he who gathered little had no shortfall. Each one gathered as much as he needed to eat. Then Moses said to them, No one may keep it until morning. But they did not listen to Moses. Some people left part of it until morning, and it became infested with maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. 21 says, Every morning each one gathered as much as was needed, and when the sun grew hot, it melted away. Look, before we get started, let me go ahead and take a small break here. You get a hold of your Bible. We're going to read some more. Be right back.
SaturateNow.com. If you'll go to that website, you can get information about Crossroads Gospel Singers, where we're going to be. You can even book our group if you'd like. You can also get radio content for this Saturate program. You can even download music as well. The site is under construction, so keep coming back to see what changes have been made. If you desire to make a tax-deductible donation to the ministry, SaturateNow.com is the place to go. Thanks for your generous support of the ministry. God bless you.
SaturateNow.com. Look, not only what you just heard, but if you have any suggestions, why don't you get on there and contact me, and we'd certainly be open-minded to listen to what you got. Like we used to tell them in the old days, write it down on a $20 bill, send it up, and we'll be sure to do something. Wasn't funny, was it? No, seriously, if you'll go to SaturateNow.com, you'll find a way to contact me there. And if you have any suggestions, I'm grateful to hear what you got to say. Appreciate you coming to SaturateNow.com. What we just read is that Old Testament type of Jesus Christ. Look in John chapter 6, verse 41. John 6, 41 says, Jesus speaking here says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. He's talking about the same story. It's the type. This is exactly what he did on the road to Emmaus with those two guys. He opened the scriptures from Moses and the prophets, the whole Old Testament, and showed himself to them. He's in there, like Ragu, you know, that old commercial. It's in there. He's in there. This is what he was telling the Pharisees. He said, you know, you claim to be such Bible scholars and you don't even know me. This is one of the points that I wanted to reiterate about yesterday, is that you notice they didn't recognize who he was when he showed up. He walked with them the whole way, 7 miles. They didn't recognize him. They didn't recognize him until he sat down at meat at supper time and he broke bread, and it says, and their eyes were opened. Now, I think the significance of this is because what was most important in Jesus' eyes at that moment was that these guys get the scriptures in them. The same scriptures he used to defeat the devil in the wilderness when he was being tempted. The same ones. It's the same ones, folks, that we can use. We can use them. We have to know how to rightly divide them. But in the Old Testament as well, Jesus is in there. There is a blessing in the Old Testament. I'm not saying we ought not have it. I'm not one of these New Testament people that says, oh, we don't need the Old Testament. No way. We got the whole Bible and you need the whole Bible. Let me move on. Check this out. Mark 6:41. We just read John 6:41. Open your Bible to Mark 6:41. King James says, and when he'd taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven. He blessed it. He broke the loaves. He gave it to the disciples to set before them, and the 2 fishes divided among them all. You know this story. This is when the 5,000 were being fed. If they had a wife, it's 10,000. If they had 1 kid, it was 15,000. If they were like me and they had 5 kids, oh my goodness, we ain't even going there. Let me read it out of another translation. The New Living Translation says, Jesus took the 5 loaves, the 2 fish, looked up toward heaven and blessed them. Then, breaking the loaves into pieces, he kept giving. It says he kept giving the bread to the disciples so they could distribute it to the people. Look at the New American Standard. Here's what it says. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up toward heaven, he blessed the food and broke the loaves, and he gave it to the disciples again and again to set before them. And when you do a Greek study of this, you find out that there's 5 things going on here. He looked up to heaven, he blessed it, he broke it, he gave it to the disciples, and they distributed it. And I always wanted to know, at what point did it multiply? Was it when he looked up to heaven and blessed it? Was it when he broke it? Or was it when he distributed it to the disciples? When was the multiplication process that takes place? And here's what you'll find out. If you look at that verb talking about he looked up, that was past tense. When it says he blessed it, that was past tense. When it says he broke it, that was past tense. But when it comes to the point of him giving it to the disciples, and it says he continued to give it again and again, over and over, he kept giving and giving and giving, which means that the disciples had to keep coming back in order to get more and more. And every time they did, he gave to them. This is what he wants to do with you and me, brothers and sisters. He wants us to continue to come to him. Just like that song my daughter sang, come to him and he'll always have a supply for you. His supply never runs out, and he wants to supply your need. Not only, you know, we're not just bodies. We're spirit, soul, and body. And in that order, he is concerned about you. He'll give you spiritually. He'll take care of your mind and he'll take care of your body. Folks, I'm telling you, he's the Jesus. He's the Savior that keeps on giving, keeps on giving. Did you enjoy yourself today? Man, I sure hope so. Look, if you know you need Jesus, just pray. Say, Jesus, I see something here. This is something different than I've been seeing in the past, and I need you. I accept you as my personal Savior right now in Jesus' name. Amen. It's really that simple. And if you did, why don't you call somebody, call this radio station and tell them, man, they'd be excited to hear about you receiving Christ after listening to this broadcast. Man, I ain't patting me on the back. I'm patting Jesus on the back right now. He's worth it all. He's the Savior that keeps on giving and giving. So, man, you just keep coming back. Satan's going to try his best to convince you. No, you just treating him like Santa Claus. And I'm not saying he's a Santa Claus. But, folks, he knows we're needy. We're needy. The Bible says we're weak, but he is strong. Let the weak say they're strong. Let the poor say they're rich. You can't do that unless you keep coming back to Jesus. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next time on Saturate. Bye-bye.